It's time for the Alcorn Archives on WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Tim Alcorn, looking back at some of the games that Tim has broadcast over many years with WEOL. And where are we traveling back to this time, Tim?
Well, Bruce, we're going to go back to 2013, 7 years ago. And last week on the archive, we talked about the disappointment of not having the DeFranco tournament this year. And so I thought, this week, what can I do as far as opening weekend and certainly some of the things that we're missing without the game of basketball? And I thought about John Sally, of course, the legendary Clearview coach who announced in the spring that he would be stepping down 29 years as the head coach of the Clippers, over 400 wins, 401 to be exact. He was able to get to the 400 mark during last season, but just a remarkable career at Clearview, 14 conference championships. He won district championships three times in 94, 97, and 2010. So an amazing impact on young men over at Clearview, aside from the fact that he also played for Clearview under legendary head coach Bob Walsh, and John was the point guard on the 1974 state championship team at Clearview. So, yes, we missed the DeFranco tournament last week, and this year we will miss John Sally on the sidelines at Clearview, a dear friend of mine and one of the great Lorain County coaches as far as the history of Lorain County basketball is concerned. So I thought, you know what, let's pay a little homage to John Sally and go back to 2013, opening night. It was the very first game of the year, Clearview at Elyria Catholic. And so, big crowd, Thanksgiving weekend. Of course, the kids come home for Thanksgiving, so the alumni show up. Two terrific programs, Clearview and EC. And normally, Bruce, an opening night game can get a little sloppy. You know, even though the teams have had practices and scrimmages and so forth, that first one that really counts, there's some jitters, there's some nerves. That wasn't the case on this Friday night in 2013. These teams played very, very well. Clearview would end up winning the game in a thriller, 75-71. So we'll go through it now as far as the Alcorn Archive is concerned. Now, this game had a little bit of a strange sequence. That's where we're going to start. First quarter of play, EC has the ball, and their big man in the middle was Jeremy Holly. Now, Jeremy had missed his junior year of basketball because he had suffered a football injury, so he didn't play his entire junior year. So this is his first game back after missing his entire junior year. He appears to get a bucket, and then they take it away. So let's hear how this unfolds, and then I'll give you the explanation.
All right, EC with the basketball. Shot high off the glass, no good. Rebound, Holly off the glass, is good. And Jeremy Holly with the putback. And now Steve Iwanek is going to halt things for a moment. But Jeremy Holly with his second field goal, he now has 4 points. That gives EC a 10-9 lead. Not sure why Steve Iwanek stopped things there for a moment or two, but we're back at it with 4:01 to go here in the opening quarter.
They have not put that basket up on the board yet.
Well, maybe they whistled it off at the other end. The drive and the score by Clearview's Jason Young. And it is now a 11-8 Clearview lead. I'm not sure why they took that bucket by Holly away at the other end. The drive, the score, and the foul. As for Clearview, Damon Knowles with a chance for a three-point play. Here we'll have to see if we can get an explanation as to why that bucket was taken away.
Okay, so here's the explanation, Bruce, and for all the WEOL listeners. Of course, as I've always said over the years, the scoreboard is not official. That's not the official score. The official score is actually the score book over at the scorer's table. So I love it when fans yell and scream about the scoreboard. Yes, it helps, but in the end, it's the scorebook that's official. For some reason, the two official scorers missed that bucket by Jeremy Holly. And again, it's not the scoreboard that's official, it's the scorebook. And I don't know if they were chatting with each other or sharing a box of popcorn or what happened, but the two official scorers, one for each team, both missed the basket by Jeremy Holly. And so you got to take it off. It doesn't count, because if it's not in the scorebook, it doesn't count. To this day, I don't know if I've seen that again. It was very bizarre.
So he does not, because they didn't see it, it didn't happen? Is this what we're...
Right. There... It was really strange. And, of course, in such a very close ball game, it was back and forth all night. One bucket made a huge difference. So, Jeremy Holley, I'm sure 7 years later, he still talks about the fact, man, they took that bucket away from me in the first quarter. I should have had two more, and the game may have played out differently.
Well, but, technically, they didn't never gave it to him, so they never took it away.
Well,
they
just... That's true. You're right. So, you're right. They didn't take it away. He never got it in the first place.
What are the coaches? What are the team? The coaches, aren't they? They need all the points they can get, or did this slip by them at that time, or are they just follow? They know the rules and they live with it.
I remember Phil Kupta after the ball game saying he had never seen anything like that before. It was just an uncorrectable error, as they refer to it. You cannot go back and correct an error if the scorer's table missed the basket. It's uncorrectable. So you just play on, and so that's what they did. But, boy, tough break for Jeremy Holley right there. And anybody that knows me and has sat with me doing games, I'm very particular about my score
sheet.
So
I could also hear your voice. Like, that's my favorite part of the cut, is when you sort of pause and slowly give the score, thinking, my numbers are here, that's what's up there. You know, I tried to maintain it, because normally your time and score, you get that right there. We hear it. That hesitation tells a lot to me when you're doing that. So.
Well, that was indeed the case, because, again, I realize the scoreboard's not official, but I'm looking at that scoreboard and looking at my sheet going, these two don't jive. So that was the very interesting start to this Thanksgiving holiday weekend ball game.
So I need to know on your score sheet, what do you mark it at? What have you done to it?
I've got a big X through it.
Okay.
I'll have to post this on social media. There's a big X through Jeremy Holley's what would have been his second bucket of the night.
Right.
So
you'd have
play
to,
on.
Huh? Come up with a new color for that particular circumstance for your score sheet.
Exactly right. It was a high-scoring first quarter of play. Clearview led by 9 at the end of 1, 24-15, although EC Stephen Shelton, he had a sharp shooting eye that night. He would knock down 4 threes in the ball game, including this one in that first period.
Gervaiso to the baseline, cut off, double team, flips it right wing, wide open three. Oh, beauty! Boy, a pretty shot by Stephen Shelton. That's his second three ball here in the quarter. Makes it a 20-13 ball game.
And as I said, Clearview would lead by 9 at the end of 1, 24-15. Shelton would continue his hot shooting in the second quarter for Elyria Catholic, as the 6'2 junior would knock down another three ball.
Left side Shelton, three ball, good! Steven Shelton hits the three, his third of the night. Timeout Clippers, 28-24. EC back to within 4.
Yeah, that three ball can shoot you right back into a ball game. But a young man for Clearview popped off John Sally's bench by the name of Lance Billings. And Billings said, hey, I can dial up from long distance as well, as he knocked one in deep at the Coliseum.
Billings right corner, rainbow three, hit another one. Lance Billings with a rainbow shot from the right corner. Nothing but net, 34-25.
Billings would come off Clearview's bench and really help the cause, as he would pop in 8 second quarter points for the Clearview Clippers. But Elyria Catholic, they had a long distance bomber as well. The son of EC head coach Phil Kupta, Jacob Kupta. He was only a sophomore back in 2013, and the 6'1 sophomore would knock in a three ball for EC in that second quarter of play.
Rydell shoves it to Kaplan. At the other end, the three ball is right there by Jacob Kupta. Pelt, I told you, that young man can shoot it. And that three ball right there gets EC back to within 3 at 40-37.
Clearview would go to the half leading by 5, 44-39. So really some great offense in the first two quarters of play. As I mentioned earlier, opening night, sometimes you can see some ragged play, some sloppy play. Not the case here at EC. 44-39, Clearview by 5 as the two teams went to the locker room. Third quarter of play, I mentioned Stephen Shelton. He had a dead eye for EC in this ball game tonight. He was dialing up from downtown all night. He knocked in another three ball.
Rydell down in the corner to Graham, back in the middle to Rydell. Left wing Shelton, a three. He hit nothing but the bottom of the net. Boy, Stephen Shelton is dialing up long distance tonight. 46-43. Shelton, 12 points all from beyond the arc.
Yeah, he really had a good shooting night. 6'2 junior ended up with 16 points in the ball game. But I mentioned that young man for Clearview, Lance Billings, that was coming off John Sally's bench. He would pop off that bench again in the third quarter of play. And once again, the confidence that John Sally showed in him came through as he knocked in another three-point shot.
Left corner, Billings, a three. Good! Oh, my! Lance Billings with a rainbow three. My goodness, he almost hit the ceiling.
Clearview would lead by 11, 62-51 as we went to the fourth quarter of play, and you just had a feeling this is going to come down to the wire. Even though the Clippers were up by 11, EC had enough firepower that they could get themselves back in the ballgame, and that's exactly what they were able to do. Fourth quarter got off to a good start for EC. DJ Graham, their 5'8 junior, would head to the bucket and score and get fouled on the play.
There's a steal at the half-court line. Cook to David behind him to Graham. Up, in, foul! Oh, a great play by Jacob Cook on the feed as he gave it to Graham trailing the play, and Graham with a chance for a three-point play.
Graham would miss that free throw, though, but EC was climbing their way back into this thing as it got closer and closer as the fourth quarter went along. Stephen Shelton, we talked about his long-range shooting in the ball game. Well, Shelton also had an opportunity for a three-point play in this one in that fourth quarter of play.
Gave it to Shelton, who drives, scored and fouled! Oh, my! Shelton with a chance for a three-point play.
So EC was making their run, and they were able to cut it down to a... they were able to cut it down to a 71-69 game. Clearview was up by two, 71-69, under 30 seconds to go. EC with the basketball. It was a thrilling final 30 seconds at the Coliseum.
Under 30 seconds to go. Panthers down by two. Geis right wing, the jumper, in and out. And that's it! Geis ties the game! We are deadlocked at 71. 13 seconds to go. John Sally says play through. 71-71. 7 seconds to go. Berkey into the lane. Drives. Scores! Berkey scores! 2 seconds to go. Timeout Panthers. Eric Berkey took it right down the lane. And Clearview goes up by two. Wow!
Eric Berkey would be the hero for Clearview, the 6-foot senior with that driving bucket. Again, John Sally said, let's play through, don't take the timeout. And Eric Berkey basically goes coast to coast right into the teeth of the EC defense, hits the shot with 2 seconds to go to put Clearview up 73-71 on the ensuing inbounds. Clearview would make a steal. EC would foul, and Clearview with a couple of free throws to clinch it, the final 75-71. But, Bruce, as I said, opening night, two great programs and obviously tremendously coached teams with Phil Kukta at EC and John Sally with Bob Walsh's assistant coach on the bench. Of course, Bob, legendary coach in Lorain County, I mentioned earlier, won the state championship at Clearview in 74 with John Sally as his point guard. And John asked Bob to come back and help him as an assistant coach. It was such a cool reunion for these two. And this was the first year that Bob was an assistant at Clearview. And that first win against one of the teams that he had been a head coach at, Elyria Catholic. So it was very special indeed.
And, of course, after the game, you get to talk with both of them. How fantastic was that?
Oh, it was so cool. John Sally came up, and we were in a commercial break on WEOL, and he had Bob with him. And he said, is it okay if we bring Bob on? I'm like, yeah, I think so. I mean, Ohio Hall of Fame coach, two state championships, dear friend of ours at WEOL. So this turned into a very special post-game interview with John Sally and his assistant. I laugh when I say that, Bob Walsh.
Well, here's the part with Coach Sally.
Coach, what a thrilling way to open up the season. Back and forth this one went. Just your thoughts on how this game unfolded tonight.
It sure was an exciting game. I mean, the EC kids never quit. I was proud of the way my kids started. I thought we swarmed the ball really well. We passed the ball well. And we got in a little bit of a rut, you know, and we didn't really play with the lead very well. We had a couple of leads a couple of times that we squandered. And, you know, it was part EC, but it was a part us, too, taking bad shots or not having good possessions. And then we got in foul trouble. You know, the second half, first half they were in foul trouble. Second half we got in foul trouble. But we held on, and Berkey, obviously my seniors, Berkey, Knowles, and Jarrell Williams really held us together. And I thought Caleb Branscombe gave us some very good minutes today.
John, at the half, you named Eric Berkey the veteran of the week. You said, mm-hmm. I'm going to put the ball in his hands. He's going to make great decisions. You didn't take the timeout after EC tied the game. You said, play through it, get the ball in Eric's hands. And, boy, he knew what to do with it as he took it right to the bucket for that huge hoop.
Yeah, you know, what Coach has said, you got one left, you know. But I just thought if we're in the flow, you know, let's just go with it. And you know, we're pretty athletic. And if we can get to the rim, maybe Jarrell could tip one in or something. But, you know, I'm glad Eric didn't settle for a jump shot. You know, he put his head down and finished really strong with his left hand. And obviously it won the game for us.
And then, of course, we mentioned John brought Bob Walsh up to the WEOL table to have a conversation. Bob is the assistant coach to his former point guard. This is a special conversation with Bob.
It's special because, I mean, this young man, point guard on my state championship team in Clearview, and, I mean, it was like being together again. It's fun being together again because it's been years. But the thing is, we got a pretty strong JV coach in Rob Collier who helps us a lot. Chad's coming along, and he's picking up with it. He's got the freshman team, Chad Sally. And the thing is, we all get input and everything like that. And at the end of the game, John, I said, we all said to him, you got a timeout, and he said, I want to play. I said, play.
You knew whose call it was. No,
hey, they're his calls. Exactly. And I told him this when I came in. I said, there's no way I want even the hint of anybody thinking that I am your assistant and I am here to help these kids get better as a individuals and as a team, and that's what I am, the assistant.
Wow. Bruce, I have to tell you, as I sit here, I'm getting goosebumps and a little emotional listening to that. Bob and John with such a special relationship, so it showed in that interview right there. They truly love one another, and it was so cool when they were together over at Clearview, both when Bob was the coach and John was the player, and John as the coach with Bob as his assistant.
You have to believe they can just look at each other and know what the other one's thinking. If you get from a point guard to a coach, now with the assistant, you can just kind of throw a look and know kind of how what the other one wants you to do or what you think should be the best call.
Absolutely. That's that chemistry. That's that unbelievable bond that those two have. And, you know, it's funny, this summer I was at an event where they actually played the video of that 74 state championship game. And John was there watching the video. Bob was there. And it was so special to see those two and other members of the Clearview community enjoy that moment. It was really cool. But so was that Friday night in November of 2013 over at the Coliseum. A fun game. And again, I wish John Sally nothing but the very best in his retirement. One of the classiest, nicest guys you will ever meet. So the impact he had in his 29 years at Clearview is certainly something that will go on for generations.
Well, we enjoyed looking back and hearing the sounds of your call, including that one where you weren't sure where that basket went to. Where is that basket? How could that happen? I didn't even know this is possible somewhere there.
Those scorers, they've got to pay attention at the table. They have to pay attention.
Right, they've got to be in the moment. There's two of them, too, not just one. There's two of them.
And they both missed it.
I can't believe that. Elyria Cavlik, Clearview, that's November 29th, 2013. Our latest from the Alcorn Archives. I'm Bruce Van Dyke for Tim Alcorn on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.